Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Eric Sue. Hope you're doing well. Today is Thursday, June 25th, 2015. I'm really excited today to do this call with you guys because this call is about the number one question I get asked. And that question is, how do I get a flatter, stronger, and tighter abdominal section? And this podcast is going to address that question, and you may want to save this for future reference. And at the end, I have a free bonus, it's a free cheat sheet, if you will, of the most safe and effective abdominal exercises you can be doing. So just keep that in mind, and I will let you know how you can get that at the end of this podcast. So let's get right to it, today's show at least. And since my last podcast, there were several things that I've participated in and excited to share with you guys. And the first thing was that I went skydiving. Yes, skydiving. And that was last Saturday, June 20th. And great experience, I have to say, only because my first time and a little hesitation at the beginning, but very exciting to do. It was funny because we had gotten there and it was sunny and good temperature. And by the time after we waited about 3 hours or so, by the time we got up in the air and began our jump, it began to rain, but not to worry. It was still a positive experience, and it was one of the best things I've ever done, exciting. And so, yeah, if you guys are thinking about it, for sure do it. The following day, there was our first Fitness Active Day event, if you haven't heard about it. It is an event designed and organized to encourage people to be more active, get out and do things. There was a workshop attached to it. People were learning about health and wellness, nutrition. And so stay tuned for the future Fitness Active Day that we have scheduled. The other thing that I performed, personal challenge, was to do something called 100 push-ups in one set. Took a little bit over a month for me to work myself up to that level. At the same time, what an experience for me, only because it was something that took time and a little patience at the same time. However, if you want to see the video and check me out, you can go to my Facebook page, and that would be facebook.com, and search Eric W. Sue. And you can find me and search for my video. Okay. So again, I mentioned the bonus at the end of this podcast, that I will let you guys know how you guys can get that information about the safe and effective ab exercises. And use that, follow those exercises, and get awesome results. To the topic at hand today, though, or the discussion I want to talk about, is how to flatten the belly is one of the questions, or how to reduce body fat around the stomach is another way of putting it. And I've heard, how do I get rid of these love handles? So they pretty much fall into the same category about reducing the body fat, really. And there's several ways to go about it. Certainly there is the nutrition approach. Having been around quite a few people, I'd say, it always boils down to eating habits. What you put in your body, that determines your body shape. That's one side of the equation. And then the other side of the equation, there certainly is the exercise portion solution. And exercise does many things. Namely, one, helps burn calories, improves your conditioning of your body. There's so many things that we can talk about as far as benefits of exercising. But just one real quick myth, if you haven't heard, is that spot training does not exist for reducing a specific area. So be careful of just doing core exercises in the name of reducing the abdominal fat, body fat around your midsection. Let's be clear that working on your midsection is to strengthen and tone those muscles so that they help support your body posture, and that when you do other exercises, that they also assist you in performing those other exercises. And so if we go a little deeper into you know, the nutritional side of the equation, certainly it is about fueling your system to produce better performance, fueling your system so that you are giving yourself energy, and so that the types of food that you put in your system benefits you. Certainly, we all need carbohydrates, sugars. Certainly, we all need fats, and we all need protein in our system. The point I want to make about eating those things is, depending on who you are, the quantity and frequency. There are people who are plant-based, which basically means they avoid meat. Some people call them vegan. There are people who are flexitarian, similar to myself, who will include meats. However, at the same time, the scale of meats versus whole foods, fruits, and vegetables would be shifted towards 80-20, for example, sometimes 70-30. It all really depends on your comfort and tolerance for eliminating meats and the desire to have it in your eating habits. The biggest thing here to take away, in my opinion, is making sure that you are doing something you feel comfortable with. And you are doing it so that you get the outcome you want. Everyone, genetics, if you will, on how they metabolize foods and utilize the nutrients is different. So be aware of that. Now, as far as eating clean, that word's been used a lot. Clean, in my opinion, this basically means less chemicals, less processed, more whole foods. So just keep it really simple. Now, you know, over time, I want to say that there will be changes in your body, tastes, body shape, the more you're able to burn overall calories on your whole body, the better. And that brings me to the other side of the equation, which is how do you exercise and work out, and what is your routine in doing so? I know everyone's amount of belly fat, body fat around the abdominal section, all that will determine the frequency, the intensity. It's always important to take those measurements to see the situation we are all in. Just for the men's side, take your height and divide that by 2, and that it would be approximately the size of your waist. And how high or how much over that is will determine how much work we have to do. And so the average frequency for working out to begin seeing any changes would be about 3 hours a week. Now notice I use hours versus days. Some people can do 3 hours in one day. Some people can do 3 hours over 6 days. Some people can do 3 hours in 4 days. So as long as we're getting so many hours, I think that would be a better way to look at fitness. And so maybe start using that as another way to go about this whole world of working out. The frequency, or the intensity, I should say, is another area to to focus in on, and everyone's different. Again, beginners, your intensity is going to be different than someone who is intermediate level. So be careful about, if you're a beginner, be careful about your intensity. You want to ease things in, that's great. Do so and build up to a higher level of exercise and intensities. Now, I do have that bonus I mentioned earlier, and I will let people know how to be able to get those or get that handout. It's a PDF, so it's just a quick click on this link, and it should be in the show notes that you can use, or you can find that link. And sign up for it, then I will send that out to you. One area real quick about those exercises, and if there's any questions about how to do those exercises, you can go ahead and contact me. But if there's one quick tip, it all boils down to your breathing and exhale on contraction, and that tip right there, I think, would be the best tip I can give for being as effective as possible with your core exercises. So exhale and contraction. All right, we're going to go take a quick break, and I'll be back. Okay, I am back, and hope you guys had a chance to get something to drink. Water is important too. So I wanted to just quickly summarize what we were talking about, and wanted to also talk about what's coming up in future podcasts. So we talked about using the nutritional side of the equation, about how to flatten the belly, reduce the body fat, get rid of love handles. And, you know, if I didn't mention earlier, it's almost 80% the nutritional side of things, about 80% important. And that is because we always will be eating, and what we eat will dictate who we become. And so, you know, changing your eating habits can be a huge task. And there are a lot of things and reasons why someone will have trouble eating a certain way. We don't have to get into those details. However, if there's one tip to make that shift, to be able to begin the road of eating differently, would be to choose one area, one thing, and stick with it. And over time, you'll notice that it's easier to add on different things. So it's not the how fast you do it, but it's making that one small change over time. And you'll eventually begin to see the changes, and you will start seeing the benefits. And then moving on to the exercise side of the equation, it's important to remember that exercises will help strengthen and tone, and that doing the exercises beyond these abdominal exercises, actually, you know, your cardio conditioning, your strength, muscle toning exercises, all that will help build your body to a system where you will begin burning extra calories just automatically, shifting the body chemistry from a over fat person to more of a muscular tone person, which is more ideal to stay lean, to be healthier. And again, even in that area, which is challenging for people to find 3 hours a week, everything adds up. So as long as we are doing something that gets your heart rate up, as long as we are doing something that challenges your muscles, puts demand on your muscles, push-ups, squats, any of those activities would be great. Again, those abdominal exercises in the handout that I have for everyone, would be super to do as well. And then over time, you do more. You know, 3 hours a week is something to shoot for, and some people go above and beyond that, go up to 5. Some people go up to 6. So you decide what works best for you and your schedule and your lifestyle. Start small, work from home, and then find a place that you can go to, a group. I think those are always good options as well. If anyone has any questions about how to do certain exercises, certainly reach out, contact us. You know, the best way to reach us, any of your comments, or your questions, email me at eric.su@goality.com, eric.su@goality.com. You can always follow me on Facebook at Goality Fitness Club, or on Twitter at Goality. My website is goality.com. Any of those contacts would be okay, and we look forward to hearing from you. So I wanted to let you know about future podcasts. I am talking with someone who is involved with kettlebells. Kettlebells, as you all know, are pretty popular, and it's a unique workout. I will have someone in the future podcast talking about that. And there's another person who has combined her love for dogs and fitness, and we'll have this person on in the future as well. So a lot going on, which is great. Speaking of what's going on, the upcoming Fitness Active Day is July 26th, which is a Sunday. The flyer's out there. It's also on the Goality Facebook page. It will be a little bit more organized, and it will be fun to get out there. Let your friends know. It's free. There will be more activities. So hopefully you guys can come out, let people know, your friends know, and let's have a fitness active day. So that's all I wanted to share with you guys today. Just make sure you guys get the cheat sheet, the safe and effective abdominal exercise PDF. Share that with your friends. Let them know where you got it. And I appreciate you guys. There will be future podcasts, and we hope to hear from you. Again, you can send your comments or questions to Eric, eric.su@goality.com. Hope you guys are staying active. Be safe out there. Until next time, enjoy being healthy.